Good morning to you, Barry. I bet you're delighted you're finally going to get that general election you want to oust the Tory government.
Well, I can think of nothing better than getting rid of this Conservative government, because it's a government that has failed to deliver on the economic recovery that they promised. It's a government that's presiding over living standards that have gone down. Every Tory canvasser who is on the doorstep will have to answer three questions. Why are people earning 10% less today in real terms than they were in 2007? Why are there 200,000 fewer owners today than in 2010? And why are there 1.8 million people waiting longer than 4 hours in accident and emergency, when in 2009-10 that figure was 350,000?
But Barry, those are all crucial issues for...
Absolutely.
No, let me finish. Those are all very crucial issues for an awful lot of people, and their public services and big issues for people in terms of their pay, how they live, the NHS treatment. However, the question they won't just be asking is, am I happy with what things are like now? They'll be asking themselves, who do they think is going to be best at sorting it out? Do you honestly think that the answer is going to be Jeremy Corbyn?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. They are. And the interesting thing, of course, is if you look at the poll that came out at the weekend about the policies that Labour has come out with our £10 minimum wage policy, with our free school meals policy, with our crackdown on late payments to small businesses, policy around that. If you look at what we've been saying about the pensioners' pledge card, that the Tories are refusing to commit to the triple lock anymore, they're refusing to sort out the promises to those women who've been affected by the increase in the state pension age. If you look at what we're saying about tax transparency of big companies.
Oh, Barry, we seem to have lost your line a bit.
All I'm saying to you is very simple, and that is that if you look at the policies, these are the policies that at the weekend people said, you know what, I like Labour's policies. You guys would always like people to vote for personalities.
Barry, I can assure you that's not how I passed my vote, and I don't think it's how a lot of people do.
Why then, Julia, did you frame this question that you just put to me in terms of Jeremy Corbyn instead of framing it in terms of the importance?
No, it's nothing to do. Barry, asking whether you think the British public will think that the person most likely to be able to sort out the problems and all the issues you talked about is a that's not a personality question.
Here's the person who's just come up with those policies. It's his leadership in the party that's brought those policies to the fore, and they're the ones that the British public are saying that they like. I hope that they will then go out and vote for those policies, because that's what's going to make a difference in their pay packet. That's what's going to make a difference in their lives as carers. That's what's going to make a difference when they go into hospital.
But here's the thing, Barry. It only makes a difference if Labour wins the general election on June 8th. 21 points behind in the polls. Give me a percentage chance. What percentage do you think the chance is that Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party are going to win the next general election and form the next government?
Probably the same percentage chance that you would have given Jeremy to have won the first leadership election, that you would have given Jeremy to win the second leadership election, that you might have even given Donald Trump to win the American election. So in politics, Julia, you and I both know that actually it's down to the electorate and what they do. And on the day, they will vote on who is going to make their life better, and that will depend on the policies that we put forward. Now, the Prime Minister has said that she's going to fight this election on the basis of Brexit. What we know,
and a programme for government, she said, both of those things.
Well, look, what we know very clearly is that she is now taking two months minimum, out of the period when those negotiations should be going on. Now, how in a two-year fixed negotiation period do you take 2 months out of those negotiations at a critical time, you know, and then seriously think that you're going to be able to do a deal that is good enough to put to the British Parliament?
I'm not sure that people negotiating the Brexit trade deal are the same people who are actually running the general election. But there we are. We'll have to leave it there because we're already up to midday. Barry Gardner, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Labour MP, Shadow Trade Secretary. Thank you for joining us.